The Bible clearly says, until he who letteth let be taken out of the way, that wicked one can't be revealed. Until he who letteth or let be taken out of the way, that wicked one can't be revealed. In other words, until the church is raptured out, what holds back the Antichrist? What holds back that AI Antichrist? The AI flesh mind is what actually created the Antichrist. The only reason the devil exists is because man, before the foundation of the world, God knew that man would fall. And he went to the cross at age 33, the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. The only reason the devil exists is because it's a mirror image of the old Adamic nature. And a third of the angels fell. 33 is a third. 33%. The only reason the devil exists is because man's AI flesh mind. The flesh mind of man. The only reason the devil exists is because God knew that man needed something to cut himself. In other words, when you're dealing with a flesh creature, they are their own worst enemy. And mankind needed to be buffeted. Mankind needed a gatekeeper. Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, and all their concoctions that they're making to make you weak and all, it's because man hates himself. Mankind hates himself. Deep down, fallen man hates himself. Why do you do things that's contrary to your benefit? Because deep down, your old Adamic nature hates itself. If you can overcome that, see, if you can overcome the self-hate, but you can't, unless think about it. If God loves you, why don't you love yourself? If you love yourself, you'll love your neighbor. See, the purpose of the AI flesh mind system is to get man to destroy himself, because man already is destroying himself and man cannot save himself. That's why Jesus had to come down here in the system. So it's all connected. The AI flesh mind is the old Adamic nature, the old Adam. And the old Adam, and I'm including Eve in that, their names were called Adam and Eve. So the old Adamic nature hates itself, does not love itself. So it's trying to come up with all these energy of the flesh tools, whether it's a computer, whether it's justification, whether it's mental arguments, like the atheist and the New Age and the Gnostics. They always come up with all these arguments. Notice how smart these Gnostics are, where they can divide it down to good and evil, but notice how dumb they are when they say good and evil are just the same thing, different sides of a coin. In other words, doesn't matter if somebody's good or evil, they're just it's the same. In other words, they're thinking on the earth plane, no, there's good and there's evil. Jesus says, why do you call me good? There's none good but God. So in other words, good comes from God, evil comes from mankind, fallen man. The devil only exists because it's a mirror image of the old Adamic nature. Christ in you, which is Jesus in you, Colossians 1:27, only exists because it's a mirror image of God saving man. So you get the earnest of the Spirit, which is Christ in you, because it's that's God in you. The Holy Spirit is God. So if God dwells in you, you have the earnest of the Spirit, then you know all things. But you have to die to the flesh mind. So what's happening is you got a battle. You go by your own understanding, or you die to your own understanding. You go by what God says. And if God loves you, you can love yourself. And if you start to love yourself, you cut back sugar. You obey authority because you know authority, even if the king is acting stupid, God will rebuke the king. It's all connected. Anything that man makes is death. Anything that God makes is living. And so the machines, the computers, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, the stock market, every system that mankind comes up with, not only does it have cycles, but it has a death spiral encoded in it. It's got the death spiral. And the only way it can be renovated is if mankind gets a new heart. Why is it all these years, they've got Linux computers, they got Windows, they got all, think about how Windows had all these viruses, they used to have viruses like crazy. I don't know, I don't have Windows. I don't use Windows anymore. So it's a death spiral, and everything has a glitch. There's a glitch in the matrix. But there's not a glitch in God's creation. They want you glitching out. And the only way you're going to glitch out is the flesh mind. If you're walking in the Spirit, you're not going to glitch out. Can you hear what I'm saying? If you're walking in the energy of the flesh, you're going to glitch out every time. If you're going by your own understanding, you're going to glitch out. If you're not walking in love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith, walking in the Spirit, the truth, renewing your mind, you're going to glitch out. If you're walking in the flesh, you're going to have trouble. Galatians 5:19. The drinking, the drugging, the fighting, the arguing, the pride, the running the streets, all that stuff. You're going to glitch. Because the energy of the flesh is nothing but sin, nothing but weakness, and it hates itself, and it's going to destroy itself just like the AI is going to destroy itself, because the devil really wants to destroy himself. That's why psychopaths and sociopaths and narcissists destroy themselves, because they are their own worst enemy. That's why Wile E. Coyote, the wiles of the devil, Wile E. Coyote destroys himself, and Roadrunner is just in peace, trusting God. Roadrunners eating the seed of the word of God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So everybody's fighting for food and stuff and image and things, fighting amongst themselves. It's a trip, to be honest with you. So think about what I'm telling you. The only reason the AI machine exists, and God allowed those a third of those angels to fall. Hell was not made for man. Hell was made for the devil and his angels. God doesn't want any human to go to hell, but they choose to follow the AI machine. And so that devil, not only does he hate himself, but he hates mankind, because he knows that the only reason he was exist. See, the angels are ministering spirits, right? So the good angels are ministering spirits to bring you to the as heirs of salvation. What are the bad angels? They're ministering spirits to get you to destroy yourself, to let you look in the mirror and say, hey, it's me. It's me, O Lord, standing in the prayer. In other words, there's a host, there's an unseen host that's running this script. The good angels are for the heirs of salvation, protecting those. And then there's a dark side, unseen host. They're trying to pull people deeper into the flesh. And as you rise up to the spirit mind, away from the flesh mind, those demonic spirits are trying to pull you back down. And it's those who are already sold out to the flesh. Those who are already sold out to the flesh, they are copies of each other in the flesh. If you, like a sister in Christ told me one time, she says, if you unfold how a narcissist thinks or a sociopath, psychopath, you don't want to go there. Because where is it going to lead to? It's going to lead to murder, death, suicide, debauchery. It's going to lead to drinking their own excrements, eating their own excrements. It's going to go down so yuck that you don't want to think that way. But that's where people, you know, you see people, they find somebody under somebody's house with their arms cut off, and they're, it goes back to cannibalism. It goes back to the most vile thing you could ever think of. That's where the energy of flesh leads, and that's why the demons are here to separate, to pull them down, to hopefully they'll say, hey, I've already compromised my own moral standard. Lord, help me. Cry out to God. Do you understand what I'm saying? The flesh is nothing but sin, that to get you to cry out to God. And the AI program, if you don't cry out to God at this level, then the AI machine, the devil machine, the AI spirits are going to pull you down deeper. And if you don't cry out that level, it's going to pull you down deeper. So as you go deeper and deeper down the rabbit hole, you have opportunity to just look at a mirror image of yourself, say, I'm a sinner. My sin stinks to the high heaven. Lord, save me. Come into my heart and save me, because I'm a sinner. My sin stinks to the high heaven. I deserve hell. Lord, save me. You cry out to God because you see your sin. Do you understand what I'm saying? And this hive mind, this spirit will jump, because it's a fractal holographic story, that same spirit will jump on, let's say you change jobs, change cities, change families, change whatever, that same spirit will jump on people. Let's say somebody has a drinking problem. So they don't go to the store to see the drinking. They don't hang out with people who drink anymore. And they change cities, change jobs. There's going to be that same temptation no matter which city they go to. And they're trying to overcome in the energy flesh, but they can't do it. So what's going to happen is, because they can't overcome, they're going to eventually cry out to God, right? Or they're just going to keep getting worse. God works through authority. A lot of times God will correct you and chastise you through authority. Not a lot of times, pretty much all the time. But at the same time, yeah, there's bad authorities. But if a bad authority figure is gone to the dark side, they are their own worst enemy. They will destroy themselves. So as long as you're walking in the spirit, they really can't touch you. As soon as you step in the flesh, they can touch you. Because you're playing on their field. You're playing in the dark side. When you stick your hand over to the dark side, you're going to get bit. Anyway, none of this is what I wanted to talk about. It's actually a setup for what I do want to talk about. And I don't know if I'll be able to finish it right now. I'm going to just kind of give an intro. I was listening to Carrie Cassidy and on Odyssey, and I'll put the link below, Odyssey, and it was some lady's got a podcast called Apollo, and Carrie Cassidy, about halfway through it, she said, at about 55 minutes in, she said, they've been doing this from the beginning. They're trying to get super soldiers. They're trying to get the black goo on you. They're trying to put their concoctions in your body. They're trying to turn you into AI machine man. Hitler, the same thing Hitler was doing, they're doing now. They're trying to create, so all the UFOs, all the AI, all the machine man, all the rebellion, all the hive, they're still doing the same thing. So as soon as she said that, I thought, well, that's what God showed me a couple days ago, that they have no new game, and what resists is the Holy Spirit resisting the AI flesh mind from going to the epitome of its evil. And so when the church is called up, the AI flesh mind robot, UFO, demons, they can appear on the scene. The beast, the pit is opened up, and the little horn, the second horn, the beast, the Therion in the book of Revelation, the Greek is Therion. So that beast, the man of sin, the beast, AI machine, spiritually AI machine, comes to the head, becomes an epitome. It finally happens. The book of Revelation is revealing the culmination of the flesh mind happens after the church is raptured out. The culmination. So right now there's many antichrists, but the antichrist can't appear on the scene until the church is called up, because the church, the Holy Spirit, God is using the church to win souls out of this hive, out of this flesh mind. So the church is what resists the AI machine man from appearing on the machine. I mean, on the scene. And yes, it's a demon. Yes, it's UFOs. Yes, it's yes, these are creatures from another dimension. Yes, they're fallen angels. Yes, they want to appear in the, they want to show up in the 3D. Yes, they're trying to possess humans. Yes, they're trying to take over the human. The demons, think how miserable they are. The only joy that a demon would ever find is try to possess a human. If you ever date one of these, and you get close enough to them, you realize that that person's demon possessed, and they shift. The demon can come in and out of a person, and you're talking to a person, and all of a sudden somebody else is on the scene. They're not making sense because they got demon possessed. Now that demon's not always in them. This is how they pull you in. Because they're human. You have compassion on a human. So you're dealing with a human. Then all of a sudden that human glitches and the AI demon spirit jumps in them and takes them over. And you realize, I'm not dealing with that same person anymore. But it's just hard for you to believe that that person's no longer there. And actually that person never really existed, because they're just a clone of a clone of a clone of a clone. So a human is not born again. They're just a clone of the system. And the stuff that you might have fell in love with, their personality, their traits, or whatever, it's from their bloodline. It's from their mama or their daddy or their grandparents or their great-grandparents. So you're actually not just falling in love with that person, because that person don't even know who they are. You're falling in love with that bloodline. And so until a person gets born again, they're really not a real person. They're human. God loves all humans, but they're running on a program. And if they're not born again, they don't have the Holy Spirit, they can be demon-possessed and being taken over. And a lot of people who are carnal Christians, who are not haven't renewed their mind, they're still running on programs of their bloodline, their culture line. So they're clones. Even though they're saved, they still think like the system. Because they haven't cut the music off. They haven't cut the TV off. They haven't cut TikTok off. They haven't cut all these apps that are brand. They haven't cut Facebook off. They're just being bombarded or lambasted by the system, the AI machine mind. The flesh mind. The pride, the greed, the anger, the lust, the envy, the bitterness. The system's trying to hurt you. To get you to go back to the AI flesh. As a spirit-filled believer, you should see through the game. You should see through the red versus blue game and rise above it because you've got the spirit of truth in you. You could, what, and Jesus says, love your enemies. Now, how can you love your enemy? You can't. But Jesus in you can. And so when you look at China, Russia, whoever's your enemy or across the street, they're just like you. They're just trying to survive. And a lot of them get stuck in the AI flesh mind and they don't want to grow. They love their sin because they hate themselves. It's all connected. That's what I'm saying. A reason that people love their sin, they love their beer and their drugs and their carousing or whatever. The reason they love that is because they hate themselves deep down. Because they're destroying themselves. Whoredom, wine, and new wine take away the heart. Why would you want to destroy your own heart? So just go to odyssey.com. Type in Carrie Cassidy and look into the AI conversation that she had with whatever I just said, I forgot this channel. It's about an hour long or more, hour and a half. But about 55 minutes in, she starts to talk about how the same game is being played. That's what God showed me a few days ago, that the same game is happening. And how is it possible that they can't encroach and finish and culminate the Borg hive, the 66 Borg hive, ultimate flesh mind, demonic creature that they want to turn you into? How can they not do that? Because there's a resistance. Because the game repeats every day. You're in a simulated training program and it repeats moment by moment, day by day. And it's all a separation. God can use the AI machine to separate the saints from the ain'ts, the goats from the sheep, because the goats destroy themselves. The saints sit back and observe and say, wait a minute, I don't have to go that route. I'm saved. I don't have to follow that route. I have the power in me to overcome. Greater is he that is in you than he is in the world. And so when you realize you have the power of Christ in you, and you don't have to hate yourself, you don't have to follow the crowd, you don't have to follow the latest fad. You don't have to follow the latest movie star, the latest pop star, the latest rap song, which is nothing but making you hate yourself and hate your neighbor. Because if you hate your neighbor, you hate yourself, because every person is per the sun. You're looking at a mirror. When you look at another person, you're looking at a mirror image of yourself. They got a head, they got a body, they got hands, they got feet. They got skin, they got a brain, they got a mouth, they got a heart, they got organs. You're looking at a different version of yourself who's made different choices in life and have different influences, but you're just a person just like they're a person. And so every person is per the sun. So you can love your enemy because you used to think like them. You used to be like them. You used to hate yourself. You used to hate your neighbor. You used to hate. You didn't realize that when you help your neighbor, you're helping yourself. You didn't realize that. When you build up your neighbor, you're building yourself up. You didn't understand that because you were in the mindset of, if they win, I lose. Or if I lose, they win. You're in that. Instead of us being a win-win situation, you have a win-lose mindset. And that's not the way this thing works. That's not the way it works. That's not the way the universe works. Look at the grass and the trees and the birds and the squirrels. When you see birds eating of the grass, they're not fighting each other. They're eating, and you see the trees growing beside each other because they help each other. The human growing up beside another human is not a win-lose, it's a win-win. Let's say you got a plate of food. You got somebody that don't, and you give them half your food, and you say, okay, I'm going to give you half the food. That gives you energy. I got energy. Let's go out and hunt some more food because you're going to have energy, and we both can trap more food together. Two can take down 1,000. One can take down 1,000. Two can take down 10,000. So when you help your brother, help your sister, you help yourself. But if you were in the win-lose mindset where you fight and try to steal from other people, you destroy yourself eventually because no man is an island. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? See how it all ties together? When you get the big picture, when you get the whole holographic complete picture from Genesis to Revelation, and you see how it's all repeating, even the Nazis are repeating, but they can't put the concoction in your body to destroy you. They can't take away your will unless you choose to step into it. The concoctions that they're trying to put in your body, you have a free will. The thoughts that they're putting in your mind, you have a free will. You don't have to receive it. You don't have to receive their education system. You don't have to receive their debt money system. You don't have to receive their lies. You don't have to receive it because you have free will and you have the power of the Holy Spirit. And they can't stop you because Wile E. Coyote is his own worst nightmare. So the devil, the goats, the ants, the ones who are going against God, the Gnostics, the New Age, all these people, they are their own worst nightmare and they can't touch you. They might buffet you. They might hinder you. But you think about it. One of these unsaved creatures that come to attack you, they're a walking contradiction. And so let's say they buffet you. They get two or three people to buffet you. Eventually, though, you endure for a season and they start fighting against each other. And they start to throw each other under the bus and one of them goes to jail. Then another one goes to jail because they tell tattletale. And so they all destroy each other. And you're still hanging out. You're still flowing. You might have suffered a little bit of pain, a little bit of loss, but you just keep going like the Energizer Bunny. And they don't understand how they can't destroy you because this universe is against them. They are the AI flesh mind, which destroys itself. The AI machine destroys itself. And when God withdraws the church, He comes back to destroy those that would destroy the earth. Why? Because when the AI devil takes over and everybody takes the mark of the beast, they start to destroy the whole earth. They actually are their own worst enemy. So God has to come back to destroy the 666 hive mind because they will destroy themselves. And just like in Genesis 3, don't eat of the tree of life, the knowledge of good and evil, that is. And so they want the good and evil, and then he put those two flaming swords so that man wouldn't live forever in the flesh. So what's happening is if the AI machine was to culminate, just like in Genesis 3, the last verse, if God let them continue, they would just live forever in misery as a machine. And God's program for man to be born again, God would have to destroy the earth because think about it. God had to renovate the first earth. God's going to have to renovate it. The first earth was renovated with water. The second earth was renovated with fire. So mankind destroys himself every time. But there's always a remnant. But when the remnant is called up in the rapture, then what happens? God has to come back and go. It's just like He destroyed the first earth. He's got to come by and renovate the second earth. And so my point is, the renovation process is not because God hates man. But man hates himself, and man chose the devil, the dark side, which is just a mirror image of his flesh mind. Mankind chose to reject Jesus, and so God is angry with the wicked every day because God sent his only son to go to the cross and gave his only son to die for you, and you reject such a gift as that. No wonder. If I give you $1 million and you squander it, I'm going to get mad because you squandered it on nothing. So when they spit on the cross and they spit on what Jesus did at the cross and reject God's son, no wonder he's mad that God is angry with it. And so God loves, it's kind of like you love a woman and you're willing to work hard, work 2 or 3 jobs, take care of her, and she's running the streets cheating on you. Well, it makes you mad. It's normal. So you're going to divorce her and you're going to move on. But if she would have been right and stayed and done what she is supposed to do, loved her, actually she hates herself. The reason she's cheating is deep down she hates herself. And if she hates herself, she hates you and she wants to take you out. And so what, she can't take you out, so she runs to another man to try to demasculate you. She can't do it. She has no power, but she tries to use influence on the outside to try to usurp your authority and get you to submit to her, the Jezebel spirit, and it don't work on the born again. And if you are born again and you're submitting to a Jezebel, get out, run, Elijah. And then once you run away from it, you get strong, you come back and face off with Jezebel and you throw her out the window and the dogs eat up her blood. I'm not talking about literal. I'm talking about figuratively, spiritually. You face off with the Jezebel spirit because you've built your strength up. The whole system is the Jezebel spirit. And the whole system, like it says in the book of Kings, God is going to take the whole Jezebel system. Babylon is fallen. It's falling right now. You see it. So God is going to take the whole Jezebel system and throw it out the window, and the dogs are going to lick up the blood. And so Revelation 17, 18, Babylon is fallen. Babylon is fallen. And those that who made their living off the beast system are going to be crying. Who is Babylon? It's probably the USA, to be honest with you. The greenback, because green goes back to the go green crowd. The dollar bill is called the greenback. So the greenback is the flesh mind, the reptilian machine. It's all connected, people. Listen to it. Kerry Cassidy, about 55 minutes in, talking about the AI on the odyssey.com, odyssee.com. And just type in the AI and the ladies podcast. It was something, Apollo podcast with Kerry Cassidy. I don't think Kerry Cassidy's saved, but she's decoded this thing down to the hilt. And through all the interviews, you can take all the data points and see what's going on. And so it's Project Camelot on Odyssey, talking about the AI program. I'll put the link below. I hope I remember. If I don't remember, somebody remind me and I'll pull the link up, because I got it saved on my phone. I've got that podcast saved on my phone because it's important. And I know about it for a month now, but I didn't have a chance to listen to it all. And I listened to it tonight. And halfway through, she's saying the same thing that God revealed to me 2 days ago, that this whole thing is just a cycle repeat, the same story to get you to make a choice, the dark side or the light. It's to separate the sheep from the goats. God is using the system to separate the sheep from the goats. I just had a policeman pull up across the street. Let's see what's going on. It's probably some AI flesh creature across the street controlled by a demon fighting with somebody, you know. It's probably what's happening.